Welcome back to our channel at Morning English. I'm Jenny.
大家好，我是卡拉，欢迎收听我们今天的早安英文。
Hey, Kara. So today we're gonna look at pairs of words that many people get confused about.
Oh, there's tons of them.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
好，我们今天呢要和大家聊一些就是中国学生很容易搞混淆的成组的词。那如果你想要查看我们节目的文字版笔记呢，欢迎微信公众号搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“笔记”两个字就可以看到了。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“福利”两个字就可以看到了。
So the first pair that we're going to look at today are tall and high. So you know the difference between these two, Kara?
Well, I would say that tall is used to describe height, and high is used to measure a distance from the top to bottom.
Yeah, you're right. So.The example we could say is, the boy is very tall. But we can't say that the boy is very high.
Oh, yes. Or I would think he is high on drugs.
And then the other one we could say, when we use high in a sentence, we can say that the palace was built high up on the hill. But we can't say that the palace was built tall up on a hill. So I hope that makes a bit more sense.
OK, 我用中文再给大家解释一遍啊，就是 tall 呢常常被用来形容人的身高或者是动植物的高度 like a tall person, tall trees, right?
Tall plants.
Right, 但是 high 呢会更加强调这个物体从地面算起的高度，而且呢形容对象通常都是没有生命的，比如说 high mountains 或者 high walls, 高墙等等。
OK, so the next one is, Each and every.
对，就是中文呢，我们都翻译成每一。
So on each and every, we use every more when we're talking about things, and each more when we're talking about people.
这个就是一个习惯性。更多的时候 ，every 我们会用来形容物，而 each 会用来形容人。
So, for example, we could use each of us received a special gift.
意思就是说，比如说我们每一个人都收到了一份非常特别的礼物。
And then every, we're gonna say almost every car in the car park was new.
这个呢就是说，在这个停车场里面几乎每辆车都是新的。
So that's one way that we can use each and every. We can actually though use each and every in another way.So we can use each to stress on individual things also. So, for example, the pineapples are $2 each. That means every pineapple costs $2.
这个呢是以前上课的时候老师们会给我们强调的一点，就 each 和 every 的另外一个区别。更多的时候呢 ，each 会强调整个整体当中的每一个个体，就是它强调 individual， 而这个 every 它会更加强调这整个整体。比如说刚刚 Jenny 举的那个例子，她说这个菠萝卖$2一个，所以它强调的是每单独的一个都要卖$2。
And then we can also use every for every student needs to abide by the school rules. And that's using every as a group.
这句话的意思就是说每个同学都要遵守校规，但是这个时候呢它强调的是所有学生 the whole group, 一个也不例外都得遵守校规。所以呢这是他们的第二个区别啊，再说一遍 each 强调个体而 every 强调整体。
Okay, so another one we've got is,Further and farther.
首先呢，我们要搞清楚这个 father is not the father 啊，不是父母的，不是爸爸那个词。那 father 和 further， 他们两个词呢都是 far， 就是形容词远的两个比较级。那为啥要两个比较级呢？他们的区别是什么
？Okay, so farther is used for more physical distance. So if you're out for a drive, you can ask someone how much farther.And they can answer 10 kilometers.
Farther 呢是形象上的距离远。比如说我们在路上经常会问说还有多远到啊？那这个就是形象上的，你就应该讲 how much farther.
And then for further, we use this when we're talking about non-physical distances. So, things like time and effort. The example for this one would be, how much further should I read? And then the answer could be, oh, 26 more pages.
所以形象上它相对就是抽象上的嘛，那这个时候我们就用 further， 它表示程度上的更深远或者说更深层次的这个意思。
Okay, but to be honest with you, if you're unsure of what to write, the best one to opt for is further. Further is the safe option.
Okay, that's great, Jenny.
Okay, now for one more. This one is shade and shadow. So, shade is something that we would say protects you from the sun. And shadow is more a reflection of an image.
其实刚刚 Jenny 这句话已经解释得十分清楚了。Shade 它是遮阳处、阴凉处或者背阴处，而 shadow 是物体投下的一个阴影。You should stand in the shade if you don't want to get too hot.就是说，如果你不想要太热，不想要太晒的话，你就要站到阴凉处去。Then for shadow, we can say as the sun sets, evening shadows fall.
Yeah, that's right. So, we hope that helps you to understand some, similar words in English and use them correctly.
就希望听完我们今天这期节目之后，以后大家能正确的使用这些单词。好的，感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程。了解详情，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“会员”两个字就可以了。
So that's all we have time for today, Kara.
Okay, so we'll see you guys next time. Bye bye.
Bye bye.